ABC Radio Australia.
We're taking our time this week to unpack some of the key stories from the Pacific that made up the year. And of course, Solomon Islands' decision to sign a security deal with China in April defined geopolitics in the region for the rest of 2022. Will that be the case still in 2023? Well, for more, we're joined by Solomon Islands reporter Chris and Rita Amanu-Leong. Good morning to you, Chris and Rita.
Very good morning to you, Priyanka.
Now, Solomon Islands has been put on the international stage in a big way this year. Can you tell us, how has politics and the political landscape there in Solomon Islands changed compared to this time last year?
Well, yes, Priyanka. This time last year, Solomon Islands was dealing with what government have come out to say, regrettably, a second major riot since the burning and looting in the capital that was in 2006. So based on this last year, the government have been made aware of the urgent need that's to strengthen its police force. And this was what triggered a request to the Australian government under the bilateral security. So currently here in Honiara, we have close to 1,140, I think, international assistance forces, which are made up of Australia, Fiji, and New Zealand, which they're working closely with the Royal Solomon Islands Police Force in restoring law and order in the country. And that was since last year, so that's been a year now. I believe they'll be on the ground until next year after Solomon Islands hosts the Pacific Games. That's 2 weeks. That's from November right to December.
Well, it was very interesting to have those three nations there, or the police forces there. Are they on the streets? Can you see them as you walk around Honiara?
During the festive season, yes, we can see some of them on foot, but majority it's only the local police force who are walking on the streets. We do see some of these international assistance forces. They are mostly in their vehicles patrolling around. So around the same time when this assistance force had come in from the countries that I'd mentioned earlier, we also had assistance from China in the form of liaison officers and riot equipments as well, which were basically aimed at equipping the local police force with skill sets. So that was what happened, and that sort of carried on until March of this year, where a security agreement, like you mentioned earlier, well, it was supposed to be a confidential agreement, but it was leaked. And that also saw Solomon's and China enter into sort of a wide-ranging agreement. And that just changed everything, the political landscape. There was massive international attention on our country this year. And being Solomon Island as well, at least for my lifetime, I haven't seen that much of attention into my country. So Solomon Islands continue to receive huge attention, and there were lots of donations also by both Australia and China that's like to do with the police force, and there were vehicles, even dozens of semi-automatic rifles, and this was all towards stepping up our police force, which the international the countries from Solomon Islands thought that this is what would help our local police force. Also, there was lots of funding that had come in for Pacific Games. Our government is really, looking forward, and they're looking forward to the Pacific Games. It's something that hasn't been done in the country. So it's something that our government have strongly put lots of funding into, and with the help of donors, Australia also came in this year. So all that donations our country experienced from both Australia, China, and we also had quite a number of other countries who have also come in to support Australia. And Priyanka, I think this year itself has been a tussle between China and Australia, like I said earlier, it's something that we haven't experienced as Solomon Islanders, or at least not in my lifetime.
Yes, yes. I mean, like I said, Solomon Islands has really been put on this international stage there. And like you said, it was triggered from these riots in November last year, where a lot of businesses were targeted there in Honiara, a lot of Chinese-owned or people from Chinese background, their businesses were the ones that were targeted. This was almost exactly a year ago. What's the holiday season like this year?
This holiday season has been a different one, Priyanka. I mean, our country has suffered from the pandemic, and then we had the November riots last year. So this year, after all that, to have people go about doing their Christmas shopping, and it was like the atmosphere. Everyone was just excited. They were looking forward to Christmas, and it's something that I haven't experienced. Well, I've been here almost all Christmas, so I haven't experienced that. So to have to see Solomon Islanders in that, in that atmosphere, they're all looking forward to Christmas. That was something very exciting for us for this holiday season. Like you mentioned, the November riots, it was terrifying. 3 days there was. The central bank's report came out. There were 63 buildings that were burnt and close to 534 million Solomon dollars in terms of economy loss. So these holidays have been quite peaceful. Police have issued statements to ask Solomon Islanders to respect each other and enjoy the true meaning of Christmas. And I think for Solomon Islanders, they are either in church over the Christmas period, or perhaps having a motu, or like Fijians call it, the lovo, or I think the Samoans say umo. And others might probably use this opportunity to catch up with families over some barbecue at the beach. And yeah, so I was in Honiara doing some last minute Christmas shopping as well. And I did come across busy, shops and supermarkets and traffic. Oh, that was a disaster. And but yeah, I think I spoke to a number of people who were, buying bags of rice or cartons of Solomon tuna and noodles, and they were rushing to, get all this done before Christmas. Many I spoke to had planned to either go back to the provinces to celebrate Christmas and be back as well for the New Year. So I think for any Solomon Islander this holiday season, it would be not to expect Santa Claus and Christmas presents or treats. But I think it's to really share the little that they have earned over the year, and with all the challenges that they faced, to share a little of their earnings with their family and friends, whether it's in the form of a bag of rice or a carton of noodle, Priyanka.
Oh, well, that's lovely. I guess it's beautiful to see that Honiara is in peace, but I guess one bad aspect of that is the traffic, it sounds like, Chris and Rita. Now, the security deal with China was, as we've been talking about, the big story this year out of Solomon Islands. But how about you, Chris and Rita? Are there any smaller, perhaps overlooked stories that caught your attention over the year?
That's right. I think when the security deal agreement came up, everyone was just focused on that story, and they sort of everybody left some of the stories that I felt could have received more attention. And I think in particular, I felt that the 80th anniversary of the World War II that happened here in Solomons, it was an interesting one for me, where they were to know more about the history of Solomons, where more than 25,000 people were killed and also dozens of Solomon Islanders. I felt that this was an important history for Solomon Islanders to know, and having covered this event and talking to ordinary Solomon Islanders, and to have the reactions that most of them, in fact, those that I spoke to are mostly students, and they sort of missed out on this important history, and they don't really, I mean, understand, or they do know that the World War II did happen in Seoul some 8 years ago, but to know in depth of, you know, all that, and that's something that I think I felt that this was a story that, for me as a journalist, it sort of challenged me. I think I'll be doing more stories on this deadly affair, and also highlighting, I think there's a need for countries that were involved in the Battle of Guadalcanal, especially when it comes to unexploded ordinances, which continue to litter our country, you know, 8 years on, and killing ordinary Solomon Islanders who had nothing to do with the Battle of Guadalcanal, you know. I think that this was a very important story, or that, you know, history that Solomon Islanders should be able to know as well, and those that are part of this should be able to come forward and, what should I say, clean up their mess as well. So I think I felt that this story could, you know, it was an important one for me this year.
Yes, very true. And how about yourself, Chris and Rita? You're a journalist there in Honiara, in Solomon Islands. Do you have any highlights from the year? I mean, it can be work-related or something more personal. And how about for the next year, for 2023? Do you have any thoughts about what the big stories might be that you're chasing in the country next year?
Oh, dear. So I think for my highlight for this year, when I think perhaps I'll just stick to work-related. I think my highlight would be having a full-time, you know, job, a full-time worker as with the ABC. I think for myself that is my highlight, to be a Solomon Islander and a female in my 20s. I think achieving this is a huge milestone for my career. So I think that would be my highlight. Well, I would say work-related, but it's more like a personal one. It's like I'm, yeah, just both, so two in one. but yeah, I think looking forward to 2023, and with regards to the expectations, perhaps for stories, I think Solomon Islands is now in a situation that we have the international attention, or at least from China, USA, Australia. So I think stories next year will be mostly around that. And of course, about how Solomon Islanders feel towards all this, and the stories that Solomon Islanders feel closely related to, those will be the bigger stories for me next year to work on and be able to share their stories through this platform. So I can predict, but I think predictions sometimes don't go away, so I'll just take it as it comes, Priyanka.
That's very wise, Chris and Rita. And you said your highlight was joining ABC as a full-time reporter there, and it's certainly my highlight and our highlight here at Pacific Beat as well, to have you and the other very talented journalists like Lude Mavono join our team full-time and be our reporters. It's certainly already been such an advantage to our coverage in the Pacific. And yes, I can't wait for all those stories that you'll be covering next year, Chris and Rita, when it comes to Solomon Islands and beyond.